How to interpret and prepare for simultaneous rises in home prices, GEONTS, and monthly rents. Home prices, GEONTS prices, and monthly rents can rise together, but supply shortages alone cannot explain movements in every area. Review actual transaction prices, rental transactions, move-in supply, interest rates, and household numbers together, and stress test lease extensions and purchase options separately. Home prices, GEONTS, and monthly rents are substitutes for one another, so under certain conditions, all three can rise at the same time. Rather than relying on national or Seoul averages, review actual transactions, GEONTS, and monthly rental volumes, listing time on market, and future move-in supply by local living area. Permits, construction starts, completions, and move-ins are different supply indicators, so a housing shortage should not be concluded from a single figure. Renters are safer checking renewal prospects. The deposit return schedule, alternative housing, and deposit security starting 4-6 months before their lease expires. Do not buy solely because the GEONTS to sale price ratio is high. Calculate whether you can withstand rising interest rates, declining income, and falling prices. When home sale prices, GEONTS prices, and monthly rents rise together, housing costs increase across all options. However, this phenomenon should not immediately be interpreted as a nationwide supply collapse or a signal to buy. Price indexes may differ from actual transaction prices, and even within Seoul, trends may diverge by housing type, price range, and local living area. The following summarizes the data needed to assess the Korean housing market and the preparation process for tenants and people without a home. It does not make definitive claims about current growth rates or future prices in any particular area, and the latest public statistics should be checked again before making an actual decision. Why sale prices, GEONTS prices, and monthly rents can rise together, the three markets are not separate. When the supply of GEONTS listings decreases or deposits rise, some households move to monthly rentals while others shift to purchasing. If households that find it more difficult to buy because sale prices have risen remain in the rental market, demand for GEONTS and monthly rentals may increase again. Path possible change indicators to check decline in GEONTS supply: higher GEONTS prices, increased conversion to monthly rentals, GEONTS transaction volume, share of monthly rentals, deposits for new contracts shift from GEONTS to purchasing, increased purchase demand in accessible price ranges, actual transaction volume by price range, canceled transactions, difference between sale and GEONTS prices, reduced purchasing capacity, households remain in the rental market, mortgage interest rates, lending regulations, home sale transaction volume decline in new move-ins, possible reduction in new GEONTS listings and purchase options, completions and move-in volume, unoccupied units, housing demolitions, concentration of households or jobs, increased purchase and rental demand in particular local living areas, number of households, move-ins and move-outs, employment and transportation conditions. Several causes may drive simultaneous increases. In addition to supply constraints, it is necessary to examine interest rates, borrowing limits, landlord's ability to return deposits, the conversion of GEONTS to monthly rentals, concentration in preferred areas, and changes in the composition of new and older homes. Why average indicators may differ from what people experience: a housing price index estimates price changes for a sample of homes, while actual transaction prices are the prices of transactions that were actually reported. When there are few transactions, a small number of high or low price deals can have a major impact on market perceptions. Monthly rentals also involve different combinations of deposits and monthly rent, so comparing only average monthly rent can be misleading. Therefore, the statement that Seoul has risen alone cannot establish that prices in a particular neighborhood or apartment complex have increased. Comparisons should be made across narrower local living areas than autonomous districts, while matching housing size, year of completion, and price range. How to verify the claim that outlying areas rise first? The claim that relatively lower and mid-priced areas such as Nowon, Gyeoro, and Gwanak rise before Gangnam and Seocho should be verified after defining the period and indicators. It is difficult to establish a trend based only on a price index for a particular week, a few record-high reported transactions, or asking prices. Compare regional home sale price indexes for the same period from the Korea Real Estate Board, or KB Real Estate. Check recent transactions for units of the same size and on similar floors through the Ministry of Land, Infrastructure, and Transport's actual transaction price disclosure system. Determine whether transaction volume also increased or whether only prices changed while transactions remain scarce. Check transactions that were terminated or canceled, as well as transactions reported late. Review actual Giance transactions, the number of listings, and the time required to close contracts together. Check local factors such as move-ins, relocations due to reconstruction, and new transportation links in the area. Even if lower and mid-priced areas are confirmed to be rising first, the cause cannot be attributed solely to survival buying. Demand may have shifted toward price ranges that fit borrowing limits or move-ins, redevelopment projects, or demand for particular school districts may have affected. Specific complexes. Giance shortages must be examined separately in terms of price and supply the expression, there is no Giance, may describe at least three situations. The actual number of Giance listings and new contracts has decreased. Giance listings exist, but none meet the desired location, size, and budget. Giance units have been converted to monthly rentals or deposit-based monthly rentals. A decline in Giance transaction volume does not necessarily mean the homes themselves have disappeared. The same homes may have been converted to monthly rentals, or existing tenants may have renewed their contracts, keeping the units off the public market. Conversely, even if there appear to be many online listings, they may include duplicates and promotional listings, so they should be compared with properties that can actually be contracted through local brokers. How to use the Giance to price ratio correctly? The Giance to price ratio is generally calculated by dividing the Giance price by the sale price. A high ratio means that the gap between the sale price and Giance price is small, but it does not mean that purchasing is safe or that prices will rise in the future. For example, even if both sale prices and Giance prices decline, the Giance to price ratio may rise if sale prices fall faster. When reviewing the Giance to price ratio, the following should also be checked. Actual sale and Giance contracts for the same unit size in the same complex senior ranking claims and existing deposits eligibility for deposit guarantee coverage under officially assessed value or recognized market price criteria, future move-in volume and periods when Giance expirations are. Concentrated transaction volume and weather listings remain on the market for extended periods indicators to check when assessing a supply shortage. Housing supply is not a single number but a lengthy process. Stage meaning points to consider when interpreting permits and approvals. The administrative basis for pursuing a project has been established. They may be canceled or modified, or construction may take a long time to begin construction. Starts actual construction has begun construction may be delayed, or the project may be suspended completion. The building has been completed. The completion date may differ from the actual move-in date. Scheduled move-ins, estimate of homes entering the market during a particular period. Schedule changes and differences in rental and for sale composition should be checked. Demolition, existing housing decreases due to demolition or similar causes. Demolitions must be subtracted from new supply to determine the net increase forecasts. That annual move-in volume in Seoul will be tens of thousands of homes in the coming years. May vary depending on the research, organization, and counting criteria. It is necessary to check whether they include only apartments, whether public and private rentals and non-apartment housing are included, and whether changes to redevelopment project schedules have been reflected. Redevelopment projects are an important supply channel in Seoul, but not all new supply comes solely from redevelopment and reconstruction. Public housing, small-scale redevelopment, non-apartment housing, and building use conversions may also be included in supply. Redevelopment projects can also create housing demolitions and relocation demand before completion, placing pressure on nearby rental markets in the interim. What tenants should prepare before their contracts expire? Preparing for 6 months before a GEONCE or monthly rental contract ends provides more time to consider available options. However, the legal effect of renewal requests, tacit renewals, and notices of contract termination may vary depending on the status of the contract and the timing of the notice. So the Housing Lease Protection Act and the latest guidance should be checked. 6 months before, check the expiration date, special terms, and renewal provisions in the contract. Ask the landlord about their willingness to renew and the expected deposit and monthly rent terms. Check the Real Estate Registration Certificate for changes in ownership and security interests. Research actual GEONCE and monthly rental transactions in the local living area and the costs of alternative areas. 4 months before, prepare three budgets: renewal, moving within the same area, and moving to an adjacent area. Confirm with the financial institution and guarantee institution whether the GEONCE loan can be extended, the interest rate, and the conditions for extending the guarantee. If moving, review ways to align the deposit return date with the final payment date for the new home. Check the confirmation and explanation document for the property being brokered, maintenance fees, mortgages, and senior ranking tenant deposits. From 2 months before until moving day, communicate the intention to terminate or renew the contract in a way that leaves evidence. Review the Real Estate Registration Certificate again before signing a new contract and verify the contracting party's authority. Recheck registration, changes on the final payment date. After moving in, complete the resident registration, take possession of the home, and obtain a fixed date stamp, along with other requirements related to opposability and preferential repayment rights. If eligible for guarantee coverage, directly confirm eligibility and the application deadline with the relevant institution. Moving out or surrendering possession before the return of the deposit is certain may affect the protection of the tenant's rights. If a dispute is possible, it is safer not to handle the matter independently and instead seek individual advice from a legal aid organization or housing lease counseling institution. Home purchase criteria for people without a home purchasing is not always advantageous simply because rents are rising. Buying can improve housing stability, but it is a long-term decision that requires the ability to bear falling prices, rising interest rates, job changes, repair expenses, and transaction costs. Comparing monthly cash flow for renting and buying option costs to include GEONCE interest on a GEONCE loan, opportunity cost of personal funds, guarantee fees, maintenance fees, monthly rent, interest on a deposit loan or opportunity cost, maintenance fees, purchase principal and interest payments, acquisition and brokerage costs, property taxes, repair expenses, maintenance fees, principal repayments are not purely consumption expenses, but because cash leaves the account each month, they must be included when assessing repayment capacity. Conversely, future price appreciation should not be treated as a guaranteed return when comparing a purchase. Minimum stress test: calculate whether living expenses and emergency funds can be maintained under the following circumstances. Loan interest rates rise by 2-3 percentage points from current levels. Household income falls by 20% for a certain period. The household must move or continue holding the home, even if its price falls by 10-20%, unexpected repair expenses, and taxes arise a change in commuting location or family. Composition requires a move within 5 years. These figures are assumptions for assessing risk, not predictions of the future. If credit card loans or additional unsecured loans would be needed under stress conditions, lowering the purchase budget or continuing to rent may be safer. Data checklist for assessing regional risks item to check primary source, how to interpret sale prices, Ministry of Land, Infrastructure and Transport actual transaction prices. Career Real Estate Board Index, compare transactions for the same unit size with the index GEONCE and monthly rent actual. Lease transactions based on fixed date records, review deposits and monthly rent together and distinguish between new and renewed contracts. Transaction strength, monthly transaction volume and contract terminations. Check whether price increases are accompanied by increased transactions, supply permits. and approvals, construction starts, completions, scheduled move-ins consider stage-by-stage time lags, and demolitions together demand number of households, move-ins and move-outs, jobs in addition to population, check changes in households, the actual unit of housing demand financial conditions. Loan interest rates, DSR and LTV requirements confirm individual limits and actual approval conditions with financial institutions, private listing platforms, can be used as supplementary sources for gauging current market conditions. But duplicate listings and asking prices should not be mistaken for actual transactions. Because the same property may be listed by multiple brokerage offices, it is advisable to cross-check with at least two brokerage offices and public transaction data. Conclusion: securing options comes before forecasting simultaneous increases in sale prices, Giance prices, and monthly rents can occur when shifts in demand between the rental and purchase markets overlap with supply lags and financial conditions. However, whether prices are rising in particular areas at a given time, and the reasons for those increases must be verified with the latest data, and future prices cannot be determined solely from a supply shortage. Tenants should simultaneously prepare plans for renewal, relocation, and financing before their contracts expire. People without a home should calculate long-term cash flow and their capacity to bear risk before relying on the Giance-to-price ratio or local market sentiment. The most practical response is not to rush into a contract or overextend to buy, but to secure alternative options in advance while checking official statistics and actual contract terms.